it's more like football weather than baseball weather, and it brings us to a great event from the Detroit Lions, helping people that you know that I'm tied in with, the Detroit Police Athletic League, with our Paul W. Smith Golf Classic coming up again in August, our 13th annual one. Go to paulwsmithgolf.com. Hope you can sign up to be a sponsor and join us. And with that thought in mind, we're happy to have the president of the Detroit Lions, Rod Wood, with us. And Rod, congratulations on a wonderful event yesterday where you made a fabulous donation to Detroit PAL.
Well, thanks, Paul W. It was a great day. We had an event where we unveiled a donation of our old weight room materials that we had at the Allen Park facility that we've just completely upgraded, and we disassembled the entire old weight room and reassembled it at a PAL facility and unveiled it yesterday. It was a great day.
A great day indeed, always involved in the community. And by the way, I don't think I've had a chance to speak with you since that wonderful event with you and the general manager, Bob Quinn, Coach Jim Caldwell, and you, Rod Wood, as the president of the Lions, for that fabulous season ticket holder event we had the other day.
No, it was great. I was so glad you were there, and it was a fun night, a lot of enthusiasm, good questions, a few tough ones, but not too many. I think our fans are excited about what we're doing and looking forward to the season. And as you said, it feels like football weather today, not baseball weather.
It does. Steve Courtney sitting alongside. And, Steve, you know, one of those tough questions was, will the Detroit Lions finally get cheerleaders?
And the exciting answer, according to El Presidente, was yes.
I didn't say yes. I said
maybe.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, I'm reading between the lines, sir, of course. Mr. President, you know, one great thing, and you mentioned the donation to PAL yesterday, and I can't wait to see the new facility, the weight room and everything. But let's be honest, Lions Charities have been such a part of the fabric of not only the city but the state for a long time. And under your direction, sir, that appears to be just going to be business as usual.
I hope to even make it, you know, better than business as usual. One of the things, you know, back to the PAL donation yesterday, with that donation, it takes our cumulative support of PAL over the years to over $1 million, which is just indicative of the Lions and the Ford family's commitment to Detroit and our communities. And we're just going to continue to do that, and looking forward to continuing to support the community going forward.
And later on this month, we will have the first draft under yourself and new general manager Bob Quinn. Certainly looking forward to that. And I understand here on WJR, we are going to be out there as the new radio voice, and looking forward to that. Mr. Quinn has already filled some needs with this team, and time is going by. The preseason schedule announced yesterday with the home games against the Bengals and Bills, road games against the Steelers and Ravens. Wow, we're moving forward.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, the schedule comes out that gets people excited about, you know, the preseason. We've got the draft right around the corner. I was listening to your show on the way in, and I love the WGR, the flagship station of the Detroit Lions tagline. It's great to be back on WGR. Look forward to you guys being at the draft party. It's only 3 weeks away, and a lot to do, but we're getting ready for it.
Well, you and Bob Quinn made it very clear, and Bob Quinn especially when asked this question at this big event the other day, that he really believes in building a team through the draft rather than free agency.
Right. Well, it's the foundation of your team, and you know you have to have good young players in the system and developing, you know, whether they're starters the first year or soon to be starters. And I don't know if we mentioned it at that event or not, but just as an example of the 11 free agents that we signed most recently in the offseason from other teams, six of those folks were undrafted. So not only do you have to do a good job of drafting, you have to do a good job of finding guys that don't get drafted and signing them to your team and continue to build, you know, depth and hopefully develop guys that will contribute not only now but down the road to the team.
Over 2,000 people at this event, which I was told was the biggest they'd ever had. And I got to tell you, the enthusiasm,
you can talk
the
Lions
anticipation
football year
round is phenomenal.
Right.
And these Lions fans have been absolutely loyal through thick and thin. And I really do believe we're really on the verge of the best days ahead for the Lions in a long, long time. It just feels that way, doesn't it, to you, Rod?
It's, you know, certainly feels that way, Paul W., and we need to deliver what our fans deserve, and that's what we're trying to do. And as I said at the event, you look out at that, you know, sea of Honolulu blue and silver, it felt like a home game. And,
it did.
And looking forward to the first home game in the fall when we have that same kind of enthusiasm and we have 65,000 people in the stands. So.
And as the newly appointed cheerleading coach of the Detroit Lions, I would just like to say.
Steve, I didn't see your resume.
Well, it's in the mail. You know, I don't want to get into the specifics, but, you know, it is very impressive.
He has a lot of experience with cheerleaders, so I'm thinking that, you know,
we should probably discuss that off the air.
Yeah, probably. He might be just the guy. All right, well, go Lions, and congratulations, and God bless the Lions and the Ford family for once again, and now with the PAL alone, the Detroit Police Athletic League, now over $1 million of goods and services donated to the kids of Detroit. God bless you for that, Rod, and keep up the good work.
All right, great to be with you guys, and go Tigers today. Hopefully they have a great opening day.
That's what we're
hoping
for, too.
Rod Wood, the president.
Rod Wood, the president, Detroit Lions.